Welcome to the NAPA Podcast, a series of 8 podcasts focusing on practitioner careers brought to you by the National Association for the Practice of Anthropology. For more information, please visit the NAPA website at practicinganthropology.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Welcome to the NAPA Podcast series. My name is Terry Redding, and we're here today on the 13th of Friday of November. We're speaking with Kenny Locke this afternoon, who graduated in 2014 with a master's degree from the University of Memphis. Thanks for speaking with us this afternoon, Kenny.
Sure, happy to do it.
Can you first tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing these days?
Sure. So I was born and raised in Memphis. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and did an undergraduate degree originally in religion and philosophy, and went off to do some urban teaching in New York. And while I was there, really felt like I wanted to come back and get involved in community development, community organizing work in Memphis. And through a family friend, heard a rumor about this amazing anthropology program at the University of Memphis, and
Great. Sat
down, had coffee with him, and he explained what it was like. I had some concerns that I had never taken an anthropology class before in my life, and he said it would be all right, don't worry, you're going to love it, and recommended I apply, put in an application, and they accepted me, and I came back and did that degree. I graduated about a year and a half ago. My focus when I was there was on kind of Memphis and the Mid-South and urban community development. I also spent a lot of time focusing on conservation and environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
Since graduating, I work for a small grassroots nonprofit here in Memphis called Center for Transforming Communities. We do a lot of community organizing and community development work with churches in urban neighborhoods in Memphis, and primarily using methodologies that are really consistent with some of the applied methodologies that we explore when I was in graduate school, in particular asset-based community development, which has been a big part of my work, and that's who I am.
Great. So it sounds like you are in a job that you kind of set out to do. It matches your interests when you went back to grad school. Would that be a fair
assessment? It worked out really well. I consider myself very lucky.
Great. So how did you go about making that happen? In other words, how did you go about launching this first step in your post-MA career? Which is only, I know it's only been about a year since you've been out, so.
Yeah, I think while I was in graduate school, that department at the University of Memphis, first of all, I think really lived up to its reputation. It's a really exceptional department, and they do a lot to incorporate field work into the experience, and field work translates into networking in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you're out there working with organizations, whether it's in Memphis or somewhere else nationally or internationally. You're working with organizations that could be potential employers for an applied anthropologist afterwards, and so I was making connections that way and sort of honing in on what my interests would be. But this particular opportunity, really, it just kind of came up as I was coming to the end of my time in graduate school. One of my advisors, Dr. Stan Hyland, said that he had heard of this organization in town that was very small but was looking to grow and take on a new full-time employee, and that he had heard great things about them and was interested in making a connection. And so Stan and I actually went over and had a meeting with the director of the organization. That was my first introduction to CTC, and several conversations later, sort of exploring what I could potentially bring to this organization, that evolved into this employment opportunity. And I started like the day after graduation. That's not true. I had one day. I mean, I graduated on a Saturday and I started working here on the Monday after.
So no particular downtime for that, I guess, huh?
No, there was no downtime. A quick turnaround. But it was exciting. You know, there were a lot of opportunities with this organization. The role wasn't very clearly defined, so I was able to take a lot of my identity as an applied anthropologist, sort of injected into the role, and really influence the direction of my own work, which I couldn't consider myself luckier.
That's great. So to summarize, would it be fair to say that you had an idea going into grad school what you wanted to do, you were in a program that facilitated that by the structure of the department that got you out into the community and got you doing the kind of work you wanted to do, and then the fact that you were also locally based or wanted to stay in Memphis, then you were making those connections locally, and then when it came time to graduate, it sort of all kind of fell into place.
Yeah. I mean, I think that absolutely that's fair, and I had a real advantage in that my target area was Memphis, or at least the Mid-South and West Tennessee region.
Right.
And the Department of Anthropology at U of M is just so well positioned in that region, so well known, well connected. Mm-hmm. And it really, that department sort of thrives on that. There's sort of this dynamic back and forth between recent graduates of the department who are now running organizations that could be potential employers, and collaborations with faculty and students, that it's like a kind of a pipeline of going out and making connections that then lead to future employment opportunities for students.
Right. Do you think that many of your peers, your cohort, had a similar experience to you? I know that lots of folks move to a certain place to go to grad school, and they move away, so it's difficult for them locally, or I guess it's not particularly relevant for them to establish really deep roots locally because they know that they're going to move on to somewhere else. So,
do the
folks that you went to school with, did you see them having similar experiences to yourself, that they were able to, lots of them, perhaps either stay in the area, or were they able to successfully leverage their time in school there, and their opportunities and activities to then go on to transition into employment they really wanted?
I would think sort of thinking back on the faces of the people that I graduated with, I think probably we were split pretty evenly between people who knew we were going to be staying locally, knew that Memphis was where we wanted to be, or at least this area, and we're looking for jobs there. And I think all of them have found jobs in nonprofit or government sector that have been really, really rewarding for them, or some of them in private sector that have been really good for them. And then the folks who have gone away, either they went away to go on to further graduate studies, or found other employment opportunities elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and I'm sure it's not just the department at the University of Memphis. I'm sure a lot of departments around the country are really emphasizing fieldwork experiences and sort of applied anthropology experiences for graduate students that, I mean, couldn't be any better for positioning those students to make the kind of connections and network in a way that leads to potential employment opportunities, opportunities to apply this field.
Right. I often ask interviewees, since graduation, what influenced the decisions they made, but it sounds like for you it was just there were no decisions really to make per se. You got ready to graduate, the job was available, you made the decisions to pursue it, you made that one day transition into the real world, so to speak. So it wasn't a lot, you didn't have a lot of achingly hard decisions to make on how to make that transition. It just all sort of fell into place.
There definitely wasn't a moment, one particular moment of making all the hard decisions. I think lots of small decisions made along the way led to that easy kind of seamless transition from student to practicing anthropologist.
Right.
And I'm really grateful for that.
Great. Do you find now that you're there and you've been a little over a year there, the expectations that you had in grad school about jobs and careers, does that fit well with what you're doing now? And then maybe tell us just a little bit about how you are using anthropology in your day-to-day work life.
Sure. Yeah, so the Center for Transforming Communities where I work is a very small organization. And my role at the organization, because we're so small, it's really diverse. So I think every day I'm doing something pretty different. But I think that anthropology as a discipline, I feel like it prepared me for that. I think I'm equipped with a really diverse set of skills and sort of a background kind of context that allows me to adapt and perform a lot of different types of tasks really well. At the University of Memphis, I also, in addition to anthropology, spent a lot of time doing coursework in nonprofit administration, nonprofit management, which was really helpful. So that coursework has translated over to some of the day-to-day stuff that I have to do that involves sort of program development, grant writing, fundraising, like all those kind of things.
Right.
The area where I'm using my training in anthropology most directly right now, we've initiated a new program here at CTC called the Neighborhood Connectors Program. Very quickly, the premise of this program is that we believe that there's a lot of benefit in having people in neighborhoods whose sole job is to network, to go out and meet folks in the neighborhoods, get to know what their aspirations are for their neighborhoods, what are their gifts and skills, what are the things they're good at, and what kind of resources can they bring to work in the neighborhood. And so we've hired neighborhood connectors for three neighborhoods, and they're out there very much like an anthropologist, meeting people, talking to them, learning about the dynamics of the neighborhood, and then bringing people together, connecting them in ways that may lead to change. And my role with this program has really been to develop and implement an evaluation scheme that makes sense for this kind of program. Anthropology served me really well for that, because this is not the type of program that you can easily measure by the numbers. Nonprofit programs, there's a lot of pressure from funders and others to generate quantitative data about the impact that you're having. This is not the kind of program where that would work. I'm using pretty intensive qualitative data analysis, and coupling that with some social network mapping and social network analysis to do an evaluation of this program as it moves forward. And it's something that I'm really excited about, because I think it may be something that has some import beyond just us at CTC, that this approach to evaluation may be useful to other organizations that are struggling to find a way to communicate to potential funders about the value of their work when their work is non-traditional. It's not social service delivery to clients. It's more about people and organizing people.
Right. That sounds great. Yeah, excellent. Have you had any real surprises or unanticipated outcomes since graduation?
Probably the one thing that I'm most surprised about is that I'm dealing with a very strong desire to be back in school all the time. That I think I miss. There's something about being in classes and reading, that kind of intensive growth and expansion of your awareness, like your mind, that I don't get as much day-to-day working. And I think that part of me really wants to be doing that and doing the work that I'm doing at the same time. Whether I can figure out a way to make that happen, I'm not sure.
Right. Indeed. Now, does Memphis, do they offer a PhD program in anthropology?
They don't. No, the master's is, I believe it was sort of designed to be a terminal master's, really focused on applied anthropology to practitioners.
Yeah, okay. Well, given your experiences looking back and considering everything that you've been through in the last few years, what advice would you give or would you recommend for anyone interested in pursuing a similar sort of career trajectory?
I think that whatever success I've experienced is a direct result of my willingness and interest in being out in the field, like out of the classroom. And, you know, a lot of that I've certainly benefited from connections through the University of Memphis department, but just being willing to make partnerships, take some initiative, and get out there and find a partner organization that will sponsor your research or your work that will put you in a position to apply some of the theory and methods that you're learning about in school. I mean, not only will that greatly impact the quality of your education as a student, but it'll position you really well for future employment opportunities, I think.
Right.
Really emphasizing the classroom is wonderful. I love the classroom, as I just said, but being out of the classroom and putting things into practice, I think is really important.
Right. That sounds like very, very good advice for practitioners. Well, do you have any other comments or suggestions before we close?
It took me a really long time as I was going through graduate school, and then as I was graduating, this may have been a result of not having studied anthropology as an undergraduate, but it took me a really long time to call myself an anthropologist.
Mm.
That felt very strange to me. I didn't feel like I had earned it or something. But since then, I think in the last year or so, I think allowing anthropologists, the title anthropologist, to be a more public part of my identity has been a really good thing. So I would tell other people also, other students, to claim the title of anthropologist. Tell everybody proudly that you're an anthropologist, and they will give you puzzled looks often and ask,
right,
what does that mean? And you'll have to explain, but I think that's really important for the future of the discipline and also for the future of the kind of work that I do, this kind of community work. I think anthropology has a really important role to play, but it won't come out unless people proudly say, I'm an anthropologist.
Right. Own the anthropology. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Great. Well, that's about all the time we have. This has been the NAPA podcast series, speaking today with Kenny Latta. Thanks again for your time, Kenny. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, I'm happy to do it.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out the other podcasts in our 2015 series. For more information, please visit the NAPA website at practicinganthropology.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.